door is closing.
Hi, this is Ryan Happy's mom, and you're listening to Happy Hour.
Hey, this is Gary Meyer, and as refreshing as a McDonald's Coca-Cola, Happy Hour with Ryan Happy.
Welcome back to Happy Hour with Ryan Happy.
Yes, now.
What?
No. If I hit this button, boom, the whole program's gonna start.
Okay, well, hit it.
All right.
Medical.
We eat every day.
The following thoughts on Hoppy Hour represent Ryan Hoppy and Facet. Listener discretion is advised.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
That's me.
Always going in, never doubt it. Never worry about the dollar. Need a source or trending topic. Be the hottest, search about it. Competition microscopic. Never copied. I'm a giant, rolling weed up. Now we flying. BPE.
You already know Hoppy Hour in the system.
It is Monday, unfortunately, kind of, whatever. Every day is kind of the same, besides Friday. But before we begin the show, we must play this.
Hey, guys.
What's up, G?
Want to go to Tchotchke's? Get some coffee?
Sure.
It's a little early.
I got to get out of here. I think I'm going to lose it.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the munders.
One more time.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the munders.
Oh, one more time.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the munders.
Actually, this is the last time.
But he's got a case of the munders.
Yeah. 856-49 Hoppy. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Oh, my levels were a little hot. So, every year when it's the Academy Awards on Sunday, there's two things that are really annoying about it. Besides the fact that it's a bunch of rich elite douchebags that think that they're better than you. But what really drives me nuts is the entertainment sites. All of them. All they cover is the Academy Awards. So today's going to be a shorter show. Because I don't want to break down the Academy Awards. And the second thing the Academy Awards make me think about every single year is this clip from the short-lived show known as The Critic. Remember the show? I was 1 and 2 years old when it came out. But in 2004, the DVD came out, that in Dilbert, at Best Buy, and I bought it. And The Critic is my favorite show of all time. What's up, Jay Sherman?
Hello?
Hello, Jay. This is your boss.
Oh, geez.
I've just obtained legal permission to hunt men for sport. And I wondered if you'd like to come to my ranch tomorrow. Bring your jogging shoes.
Here it comes. It's unfortunate because this got canceled for King of the Hill. I think I'd rather have 15 years of The Critic than King of the Hill. As much as I love King of the Hill, The Critic being around critiquing movies from the 2000s would have been amazing. But every year there is the Academy Awards. And it makes me think about this clip from The Critic that I'm about to play. But here's this.
It stinks.
Greatest show ever. So there's this clip where Jay Sherman, who is the movie critic in New York City, is kind of like a Family Guy light. He flies to L.A. to try to make it famous in L.A., and he's flying over this cornfield in, like, Nebraska, and this is what these farmers say about the award shows.
Just think, down there between New York and L.A. are all the people that go to my movies.
Here it comes.
Look, Paul, the 925 to Hollywood.
Yep, those are the folks who fill our lives with blockbuster movies, moronic situation comedies, award shows where award shows win awards. Get my gun, boy.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, please fasten your seatbelts. We're being shot at by farmers again.
How can you not find that funny? Oh, what a great show it was. But that's what I was thinking about last night. I was thinking about, like, literally all these awards are given out to these original eight asswipes who think that they're better than you. And then there's a bunch of skits that are obviously fake. And we'll get to that in a second. But I want to play some of the coverage of Conan O'Brien, who, when I was younger, I didn't really get the humor of Conan O'Brien. But as the years have gone on, I prefer him over that asswipe known as Jimmy Kimmel.
Welcome to the 97th Academy Awards. It's Hollywood's biggest night. Mm. It starts at 4 in the afternoon. Everyone here just had brunch. I don't understand it.
Conan O'Brien brought the laughs to Hollywood's biggest afternoon. The comedian hit the stage to deliver the opening monologue at the 2025 Oscars and wasted no time delivering the roasts. From Jeff Bezos.
Speaking of Amazon, we have some footage of Amazon chief Jeff Bezos arriving tonight on the red carpet. This is great. Let's see if we can get out there. And here he comes. And yeah, there he is. He seems undamaged. Hey.
Sorry, I haven't played a clip. I just found out that my boss quit.
At least he made it.
To Carla Sofia Gascon's Twitter account.
Carla Sofia Gascon is here tonight. Carla, if you are going to tweet about the Oscars, remember, my name is Jimmy Kimmel.
And even Timothy Chalamet's buttercream fit.
Jimmy Chalamet is up for best actor tonight. You're amazing.
Oh, jeez.
And you look amazing. Love that suit. You will not get hit on your bike tonight.
I'm so glad they had him. He didn't make it too political.
The first-time host didn't hold back on the award season's biggest storylines.
Before we go any further, I want you to know we did not use AI to make this show. No AI.
Okay. I love how they're all like, yeah, we don't want to get replaced. Because you're all a bunch of phonies.
No AI. Yeah. We would never do that. We use child labor. Hey, there's still people.
And he was on a mission to keep the show running smoothly.
There are a few housekeeping rules I'm implementing. First, if your acceptance speech goes too long, instead of playing you off with music, we have something much more powerful. We'll cut to John Lithgow in the audience looking not angry, but slightly disappointed.
I like Conan O'Brien.
Conan closed out the monologue with a promise made in the most Conan way possible, featuring the sandworm from Dune.
Whatever, it's kind of a visual. Oh, there's this funny clip of Adam Sandler dressed up like he's going to play basketball.
For such a prestigious night, it's important that everyone is properly dressed, okay? Yeah. You're dressed well, Adam.
Adam Sandler around all the original lead, all dressed up, and he's in basketball shorts and a hoodie.
Man, what's up, my brother? What's going on, man?
Adam, what are you wearing?
What are you doing right now?
I'm asking you what you're wearing.
Nobody even thought about what I was wearing till you brought it up!
Oh, man.
You're dressed like a guy playing video poker at 2 a.m., Adam.
God, his one-liners are so freaking good.
You know what, Conan? I like the way I look. Because I'm a good person. I don't care about what I wear or what I don't wear.
Yeah.
Did my snazzy gym shorts and fluffy sweatshirt offend you so much that you had to mock me in front of my peers?
Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. I'm sorry.
I love Adam Sandler. It just reminds me of times when we could laugh at things.
Adam, I apologize.
I'm going to go off. I go. Yeah, I'm leaving. I have to. It's not you.
Okay.
No, it's not you. It's him. He's the one. You. caused this. But
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You are all welcome to join me for a game of 5-on-5 basketball. Mm-hmm. Veteran Park tonight.
I love that voice when he gets passionate.
Midnight tip off the guy from Nosferatu. Where is he? He's on my team. One more thing.
I would love to freaking meet Adam Sandler, man.
Chalamet!
He goes to Timothy Chalamet. That's got to be such a badass moment when Adam Sandler goes up to you. Mm-hmm. There you go. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's probably all the Academy Award coverage we're going to do today. There's this thing I'm going to admit to you. I don't really give a crap. All right, we're going to come back on Happy Hour and get this party going after this.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
That female productions, TM.
Marcy, say it. County, say it. Brooklyn. This year's the coldest winter, weather June or December. Hearts are frozen over, and despair's the agenda. The children sleeping in their dreams, they weep for direction. Parents reminiscing when they peaked at perfection. This is a sad session, worse than the Great Depression. When it's less, that's when motherfuckers learn a lesson. When it's beef, that's when cowards be ducking and stressing. Bulletproof vesting in the closet, claustrophobic and locking. People trying to see a better way, not a life scheme, turn into a pipe dream and get away. Make a stick for a change. Not a pocket full of change, much more than a chain in a range. Chessboard turned checkerboard, it's the metaphor for the world in a whole rap game. Always gotta handle himself properly, feed the baby so I'm making moves constantly. When it's blood in the street by property, ain't no motherfucker out there stopping me. Gotta heat it at a layer, nigga sloppily, like a slug going on a gun shopping spree. Father, the Lord of the Rings, the fellowship was broken at the fall of two towers. It's the return of the king.
I said the king, you heard me right, return of the king. Drop a tune, you wear a sock, spirit you bling. Father, the Lord of the Rings, the fellowship was broken at the fall of two towers. It's the return of the king.
In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. Like in the beginning, I am the originator, renewable, most imitated, the king of the quick. See me, you sick? I am. Damn, my prestige from ancient is royal. Abraham rendered to me a tenth of the spoils. The ancient of days say the scared, the hope be gone. Be a thousand times more powerful like Obi-Wan. The game lame like the Lakers if Kobe gone. Billy yarns were made in my name, they owe me one. You say it ain't me, you don't really know me, son. Been dragged through the mud, come up spotless and glowy, son. You can never get away from the sensei. You can better technique, never seen yet. The greatest and still ain't who I'm destined to be yet. Bitches won't bring you high enough to see me yet. My style's high style, your style's my style. Come on, back a nigga down, smack a nigga down. Fuck the Lord of the Rings, the fellowship was broken at the fall of two towers. It's the return of the king.
I said the king, you heard me right. Return of the king. Drop a tune, you wear a sock, spirit you play. Father, the Lord of the Rings, the fellowship is broken at the fall of two towers. It's the return of the king.
I got it.
King, you heard me right. Return of the king. Drop a tune, you wear a sock, spirit you play.
Whatever.
The Lord of the Rings, the fellowship was broken at the fall of two towers. It's the return of the king.
Marcy, born and bred and bled, street cred, and I'ma do it today, nigga.
I got it.
Kings County, we got love for bound. Roll with a circle, the squares can't get around.
Oh, what's going on?
I said the king, you heard me right. Return of the king. Drop a jewel, you wear Paradise, spirit to blame.
Whatever.
Father, the moment the rings, the fellowship was broken at the fall of two towers. It's the return of the king.
Whatever.
Said the king, you heard me right. Return of the king. Drop a tune, you wear a sock, spirit to blame.
Oh, sure.
Father, the moment the rings, the fellowship was broken at the fall of two towers. It's the return of the king.
Oh, yeah, it is, baby. Happy Monday. Whatever. 856-49 Hoppy. Only on this show will you have me talking over hip hop songs. Every other radio station, they have to have perfect segues. Heaven forbid something go wrong.
The hour will be right back.
This following segment has been brought to you by DZBZ Honey at DZBZHoney.com. When I tell you it's about Delta 8 CBD honey around, I'm a man of my words. It comes in the form of a lollipop. I like the lollipop, the rubber. A jar of honey or a honey stick. However the hell you want to get high, go to DZBZHoney.com. And at checkout, use promo code HLPPE. Now, by the way, a little programming note. We recorded episode 7 of the Hammer and Hank Show with Henry Yokes and Ryan Hoppy. And that is on the Hoppy radio feed. So check it out. And we also have a playlist on Spotify of all the episodes. Hammerin', H-A-M-M-E-R-I-N, no G. Hammer and Hank Show. All right, we're going to come back and have you and keep this party going. But let's listen to one of Hammer and Hank's PSAs.
Hello again. It's your favorite San Francisco DJ, Hammer and Hank.
Oh,
I may look normal, but the truth is, I have a condition known as autism. That's right, it's a condition, not a disease. Fact is, autism can strike anyone, regardless of who they are. People with autism normally have difficulties in verbal and nonverbal communication skills, social interactions, and leisure activities. In a recent study, people with autism are less likely to have a job and more likely to become homeless. I beat the odds by having loving friends and family, having a college education. I have even worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality for many years. Always remember that people with autism want the same things as you, to be happy and successful. To find out more about autism, please contact your local mental health center or visit autismspeech.org. This is Hammer and Hank, and I appreciate your kindness.
Door is closing.
This is Frank Kramer from the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS in Los Angeles, and you are listening to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
People often argue over Android versus iPhones, but the real debate should be middle-aged Gen X morning shows versus Hoppy Hour. Guess who wins? We will let you decide. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Other stations are tuned in too.
I am. Oh, what's going on?
Ryan's fall like the sky.
Oh, sure.
6 foot 9, he's fly.
Whatever.
From Chicago to the Bay.
Yeah.
In St. Pete, he'll stay.
That's where I live.
Talk of love and fame. Dating life's his game. News on stars he spills.
Oh, will it?
With laughter filled.
I got it.
Happy hour, all you need.
Yeah. am.
Rich and Ely, take a seat.
Yeah, bitch.
Brian's got the groove. Happy hour makes you move.
Whatever.
A cat by the side.
Oh, I do.
In Florida, they reside.
Oh, there you are, meowing. If you're at the job site or in the car, blare your radio so people next to you hear a meowing cat. Shut up! Can you imagine that going through your speakers? You hear a screaming cat and a radio host saying shut up to a sound of his cat. Mm-hmm. Shut up! Burn it out! I'm a psychotic person. I do this once a show. I try to have a perfect transition, but then I muted YouTube.
A FedEx plane is forced to make an emergency landing after catching fire mid-air.
Yeah, I'm flying in 2 months to go see my cousin who's turning 18, and man, 2007 was 18 years ago. And he's graduating high school, and I'm going to Chicago to see him. And the thing about it, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, is I have to fly!
According to the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, shortly after the cargo plane departs from Newark Liberty International Airport March 1st, destined for Indianapolis, the pilot declares an emergency.
Yeah, it's gotta be weird when you're like, oh, it's happening to us.
In videos shared to social media, the Boeing 767 is seen flying through the air with flames shooting out of its right engine.
Mm.
However, the plane makes a quick emergency landing back in New Jersey, with fire trucks then surrounding the aircraft as it lands onto the tarmac.
I'm not saying I'm trying to manifest being in a plane crash in 2 months, but I have been thinking about, like, if it were to go to the ground, like, you just jump up in the air. Like, I'm being dead serious. Not trying to be dramatic. I'm not trying to have a bee where something happens and then we pull the audio from March 3rd at 1:21 p.m., 22 minutes into the show, that I survived a plane crash. I'm not trying to manifest this situation, but it's real life things, folks. It's like if you go to a little strip club or a nightclub and the DJ is doing its thing, and it's getting crowded and whatever, and all of a sudden there's a fight or gunshots or shot, you always gotta know how to exit the place properly. I was a part of a mosh pit that I didn't want to be a part of 8 years ago at Lil Wayne's concert at Janus Live in downtown St. Pete. The same concert where he overdosed and almost died, but then, like, lived. But TMZ was like, is this going to be his last show? And that boy showed up, like, 45 to 50 minutes late and didn't give a fuck. I've seen Lil Wayne twice. He's delusional. He's out of his freaking mind if he thinks he's Super Bowl material. Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about some basketball. Mm-hmm.
Yo, Ryan Hoppy on the mic, uh-huh. Breaking down the scenes,
yeah.
NBA drama, living out the dreams, ex-wives wilded, stories about the queens, dropping knowledge bombs, all in on the schemes, Hoppy Smooth, man, he knows it all,
I do,
from sandals to the court, rise and fall,
whatever,
tune in, now you'll have a ball, Hoppy Hour got that shock and awe, MJ to Kobe, legends in the game, mm-hmm. Shaq's big presence, true Hall of Fame, Hoppy spills the tea, ain't playing tame. Behind the curtain, nothing left the same. Hoppy's loose, man, he knows it all.
Alright.
From sandals to the court.
Let's get to this.
Fall. Tune in, now you'll have a ball.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
There was a report that came out recently that said that the Phoenix Suns head coach Mike Budenholzer called a meeting with Devin Booker, imploring him to tone down being so vocal on the
Devin Booker needs to chill.
Or and in team huddles to allow for the coaches' voices to be heard. And the report said that
God, I want to like Devin Booker, but he comes off like such a pretentious dude, man.
Is to be heard. And the report said that Booker was stunned by that meeting with
He's like, dude, I'm the fucking coach. I won a championship with the Bucks. I think I know what I'm doing.
Budenholzer, and this is the first time we get to hear Booker speak about that report. Here's what he had to say.
Yeah. So when you hear
took so long for him to ask that? Because he's nervous, man. Freaking relax. You're a sports reporter.
Coach said it too. We've had multiple conversations, and I can't seem to find.
God, Devin Booker has pretty eyes.
Conversations, and I can't seem to find one that sticks out more than the other. So, it's a player-coach relationship.
Yeah, you're pretty much saying that, ain't you, boy? Just like how you've ran every other coach out of Phoenix.
When things start going bad, everybody tries to point fingers to find out what's wrong. So teams are going to come up with, people are going to come up with stuff.
Hell yeah, Kevin Durant's definitely leading in the offseason.
Todd Jerome dropped 25 points, 6 assists, 5 rebounds, and 6 steals in the Cavs' 4-point overtime.
Hell yeah, the Cleveland Cavaliers came back from like 17 down. And I was at this kava bar, and I asked the bartender known as Tim, who's my friend, over at the chill room. I asked him to put on NBA TV, and it was so freaking cool watching this.
Win versus the Portland Trailblazers, but he had some criticism for the refs in his post-game interview that I could only assume he's going to get fined for. Here's what he had to say.
What did you think slowed the offense down in the first half tonight?
I thought we just missed shots. We made all season. And I just saw the second half, we made some of them, and we'll be scoring the second half.
70 free throws tonight. Just how tough was it to just get in a flow on both ends of the floor?
Yeah, I thought the refs were really bad tonight.
Are you trying to lose your money? I don't get these players like Anthony Davis. Anthony Edwards, I get them mixed up because Anthony's not, because they're black. I literally have this thing where I see these players swearing on the court or yelling at refs and losing $50,000 in a fine. It's not worth it. That money's going to end up being a lot at the end of your career. Like, Anthony Edwards has been fined like $500,000 altogether. A half a fucking million. Come on now, what are you doing?
Especially Natalie, she was really bad.
She was really bad.
So when stuff like that happens, they kind of...
And not in a good way.
Lose control of the game, and you just got to keep your head. I thought that first half was ridiculous. Third quarter was horrendous.
Yeah, you guys are really playing the best. Stephen Curry had his first dunk in 6 years, and it's going to be his last one.
Whoa, happy hot topic!
Although the Golden State Warriors went on to lose to the Philadelphia 76ers, no Jimmy Butler, but no Joel Embiid either, Steph Curry did something that he has not done in just over 6 years, and that's dunk the basketball. And here's what he had to
say. Basketball, love that Australian accent.
In his post-game interview about it.
You know what's the last time you dunked in a game?
Of course I do. 6 years ago, at home. Right wing, right corner, no back cut.
God, Stephen Curry is so freaking cool. I'd love to interview him sometime.
I think it was a pass from KD.
Me and a lot of people.
That was at Oracle. I haven't even, I never dunked at Chase. How about that?
Hell yeah, Stephen Curry just dunking and dunking. Not really, just shooting threes.
LeVar Ball is a global icon.
Hell yeah, he is. Everybody like me hated on LeVar Ball in 2017 when he was pimping out and pumping up his kids, but they all became successful black men. So, LeVar Ball, I am sorry that I hated on you.
With a truly unbreakable spirit, what other person you know loses their foot and still cheeses from ear to ear?
A millionaire.
What doesn't kill LeVar Ball only makes him stronger.
Oh, God.
Let's take a look at Big Baller speaking for the first time since having his leg amputated.
That guy talks like he's freaking, I don't know, it's weird.
For everyone asking how I'm feeling, I may not have my foot anymore, but you know what I got now? Y'all forget I'm LeVar. If I wanted to, I'd grow it back.
Freaking love this guy. How did I hate him 8 years ago? What was wrong with me?
Am I swerving that corner?
I gotta skip over that because that's him playing his son's rap song. Even though that song's a straight up banger, if you ever ask me. I'm not sure if anyone would ask me if LeVar Ball's son's rap song is a banger though.
Happy hot topic!
Luka was doing Luka things, of course. It was against the Clippers. He finished with 29 points, 6 boards, and 9 assists. And along the way, he was taunting a lot of the Clippers.
Hell yeah, he's always doing it. He's just kind of messing around. And she was in, I'm just kind of talking smack in her face. Now, for people that enjoy Hoppy's Hoops but have no idea what I'm talking about, I appreciate you listening. And second of all, I want to play this clip for you. This is early 2000s to late 2000s social media. Allen Iverson, when he played for the Philadelphia 76ers, he skipped practice. And here's what he had to say at the press conference.
Anybody tell you that I miss practice? If a coach say I miss practice, yeah, and y'all hear it, then that's that.
It's from O2.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I might have missed one practice this year, but if somebody say he doesn't come to practice, it can be one practice out of all the practices this year. That's enough. If I can't practice, I can't practice, man. I'm hurt. I'm hurt.
Oh, just.
I mean, simple as that. It ain't about that. It's not about that at all. You know what I'm saying?
I got it, man.
But it's easy to talk about. It's easy to sum it up.
I got it.
We just talk about practice. We sitting here, I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we in here talking about practice.
I would tell my opinions. You never did win a championship.
I mean, listen, we talking about practice. Not a game, not a...
I wonder if people in the moment knew this was a big moment.
Not a game. We talking about practice. Not a game. Not the game that I go out there and die for and play every game like it's my last. Not the game. We talking about practice, man. I mean, how silly is that, man? Okay. We talking about practice.
What are you talking about?
I know I'm supposed to be there. I know I'm supposed to lead by example. I know that. And I'm not shoving it aside, you know, like it don't mean anything. I know it's important. I do. I honestly do. But we talking about practice, man. What are we talking about?
Practice!
Practice? We talking about practice, man. We talking about practice. We talking
about practice. Practice.
We ain't talking about the game. We talking about practice, man.
Practice wins you championships, bro. Mm-hmm.
When you come in the arena and you see me play, don't you?
Absolutely.
You see me give everything I got, right?
Uh-huh.
But we talking about practice right now.
But it's an issue that you're coming.
We talking about
practice.
Man, look, I hear you. It's funny to me too. I mean, it's strange to me too. But we talking about practice, man.
I love the comment below. It says, when you try to reach the minimum word count on an essay. That was definitely me in college.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
I'm laughing at your mama. Just in case you can't see.
Hit the Yoshi on him. Now
Super Mario, they vibing to the song. Them boys start acting up, hit the Donkey Kong. It rolls so hard, it's scuffing up your Genesis. Run game to your game like Sega Genesis. Bring it up to the sky, then bend low. Don't play with it like Nintendo. If a nigga really wanna get it, I can show it to you. Here I go. Don't think about it, hit the Super Mario.
I hit the Yoshi on him. Super Mario, that hoe. Hit the Yoshi on him. Super Mario, that hoe. Hit the Yoshi on him.
if you stank. In the club, I throw them bones. I do the Yoshi on the nigga Super Mario. That hoe see me hit the G5, running on my tippy toes. I'm in the club hitting the Yoshi with a bop. 50 hoes, I'm King Kong on the beat. Got King Kong in the trunk. Baby step in the club, nigga say that this the funk. On the top, on your toes, gonna hit the Yoshi. Hold on, where you going with all of that? Nigga Super Mario.
Oh yeah, I was Crank That Super Mario. Isn't that a great song? By the way, I just went to the bathroom and I somehow made it back in 4 minutes. I just got my headphones on. Such a classy show, that Hoppy Hour. Whenever it's all said and done and I die, they'll be like, Ryan Hoppy, what a classy guy. But we have so much to get into and more.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
Sure, yeah, Ryan Hoppy.
That's me. That's me. Did you know that? Did you know I'm Ryan Hoppy?
It's sure me, Ryan Hoppy. Hoppy.
Oh, sure. Got it. I got it. That's me, though. Oh, yeah. This following segment has been brought to you by Fortify.com. When I tell you it's the best pre and post workout, I'm a man of my words. Fortify.com. It comes in the flavor of coconut caramel or fruit punch. You get it as a pre workout. Put it in that little workout cup you have. Shake it up. Oh, pump you up. Go to Fortify.com and at checkout, use promo code Ryan20. To save 20%.
Hoppy, it's you and me, Ryan. Uh-huh. You're fucking bound.
This is also being brought to you by CounselingOnCall.net. If you live in Florida or Maryland and you need help with your mental health, who doesn't? Go to CounselingOnCall.net and tell them I sent you. I'm going to talk to my guy Jay tomorrow. I'm a shrink. But if you live in the other 48 states or around the world, you can go to PsychologyToday.com or just go on Google. Take care of your mental health, Brad. This is also being brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com, the best printing company in all the Bay Area. Go there, and on the invoice, tell them I sent you. And finally, this is being brought to you by the best barber in all the Bay Area, Rich Keeley. Wait, no, that's orange juice. Take two. I'm a little hungry. This is being brought to you by the best barber in all the Bay Area, Rich Kaley, Master Barbershop at richkbarber.com. When I tell you he's the best barber around, I'm a man of my words. 4545 West Kennedy Boulevard. But you gotta sign up at richkbarber.com. You can't just go there and go, hey, Rich, can I get a haircut? No, sign up at richkbarber.com and tell him I sent you to save $10. Let's come back and Javier and keep this party going. Hoppy, it's you and me, Ryan. Hoppy, it's you and me, Ryan. Hoppy, it's you and me,
Ryan. It's you and me, Ryan. Hoppy. Doors closing.
And now, something completely different.
It's Hoppy Hour!
Hey, this is Eric Zane. You're like, who? Yeah, I know. Anyway, you're listening to Ryan Hoppy, Hoppy Hour. This motherfucker is resilient as shit. Everybody tries to rub Ryan's fucking face in dog shit.
More like cat shit.
He always picks himself up.
Oh, geez.
I love that. Fuck everybody. Give them the finger and kick their ass, Ryan Hoppy.
Why does everyone hate Mondays? Because they haven't listened to Hoppy Hour yet.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Uh-huh. I got it.
This is the theme to Hoppy Hour. The theme to Hoppy Hour. Oh wow.
That's me.
With Ryan Hoppy.
Hoppy.
Let's laugh, let's
stupid AI, I got my last name wrong. It's not perfect.
Pops you up in the tower. Silly jokes, the last will shower. Ryan's here with all the chatter. Tune in, folks, it really matters. Hoppy Hour is the thing with Ryan Hop. We
Hoppy.
Grab your friend.
Hoppy!
All swing, it's the theme of what is a
what'd you say?
Scooby-Doo and wacky tunes. Ryan's laughter fills the rooms. Crazy fun and all the loons.
Ah.
Hop, sour, bring.
Hoppy.
Catch the wave.
It's Ryan Hoppy, okay?
The hour we're never done.
Oh, geez.
Ryan Hop, number one. Come and join us, everyone. Hoppy Hour is the thing.
856-49 Hoppy. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. Oh, yeah. I'm so freaking pumped up. Got those Philadelphia Eagles kicking the ass of the bitch-ass Chiefs. Oh, yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I need to keep playing this music. It's so boring if I were to talk about the fact that Johnny Manziel's mom got a DUI without this music. And now she's a dummy. Doesn't this pump up the situation? Uh-huh. Johnny Manziel's mom arrested for DUI. Ah, she was not smiling in that mugshot. Although she has that vibe like a cougar. That would go up and down and around and around. And then also kind of NFL news. Pat McAfee versus Canada. But let's let this song finish out. Yeah. That pumped me up. All right. So fans in Toronto booed the national anthem at the WWE Elimination Chamber, which, by the way, Canada, not everybody is a MAGA person. Not everybody is Donald Trump. So this whole classless thing you're doing where you're booing us, you come off like tacky idiots.
And you see by the dawn's early light.
Oh, but every person from Canada that has a celebrity moves to America because we're better. Why did Lorne Michaels or Justin Bieber or Celine Dion? So you can boo us all you want, but where's your entertainment? Just saying.
But so proudly we hailed.
Sing it, baby.
At the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes.
What a bunch of classless morons. It just sounds like the freaking, like, just WWE. I mean, I know what it is, but especially what, Canadian WWE? At least they have riveting personalities up there.
Send bright stars through.
So there's her getting booed by all you mutants. Like I said, if your country was so great, what is every star who's Canadian? Leave your country. You see a comedian that's good like Russell Peters that just never quite made it in America? And then here's Pat McAfee.
Night out, Michael Cole, of course, Pat McAfee, my partner on Monday Night Raw, and from Friday Night SmackDown, none other than Wade Barrett. Wade, what a night that could change your career forever.
Yeah, undoubtedly. A ton of pressure on all the competitors tonight. Everyone wants to get themselves to WrestleMania, but you got to stay healthy.
These are the most stacked elimination chambers that the WWE has ever had. Kind of sucks that it's in the terrible country of Canada that booed our national anthem. To start this entire thing, but it's going to be a historic night for the WWE on the road to WrestleMania.
Hell yeah, Pat McAfee! Even though you're kind of making us all look like jackasses. Oh, Canada, you think you're better than us. You're not!
Kourtney Kardashian is breaking her silence on rumors about Mason Disick fathering a child.
Oh, God. Thinking about Kardashian kids having kids makes me feel freaking old.
After rumors surfaced online that Kourtney's 15-year-old son, Mason Disick, whose dad is Scott Disick, had recently welcomed a child, the Kardashian star is shutting down the chatter. Kourtney writes in a March 2nd Instagram story, quote, I rarely address rumors or conspiracies regarding myself or my family.
I got it.
But this is about my child, and it feels wrong to let anyone think for a second that these lies are remotely true. They are not. Mason does not have a child. These accounts that pretend to be him are definitely not. They are fake. The 45-year-old, who also shares Penelope Disick and Rain Disick with Scott, as well as 15-month-old son Rocky Barker with husband Travis Barker, continues, noting that her oldest child has kept largely out of the spotlight. She writes, quote, My son really values his privacy, and I am asking all media to please be respectful. He is a kid with feelings and a beautiful life ahead of him. Please stop spreading false narratives and spinning lies.
It's very freaking weird whenever, like, people obsess over celebrity kids. Like, they're underage. Get away. No. Let's see what the hell is going on with Justin Bieber.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Justin Bieber is celebrating his first birthday as a father. The pop star takes to Instagram March 1st to share some behind-the-scenes pics from his 31st B-Day festivities. Included in the carousel of images, Justin gives followers a rare look at his and wife Hailey Bieber's 6-month-old son, Jack Blues Bieber. In the sweet shot, the couple both hold Jack, who's wearing a green onesie, white socks, and a blue beanie. And Haley also takes to social media to mark the special occasion.
I love that they're keeping their kids private.
Posting a pic of herself smiling as she hugs Justin, who's singing into a microphone surrounded by happy birthday balloons, the Road founder captions the snap writing, 31, along with the fire heart emoji. Haley also shares a cute black and white pic of her and Justin cuddling while laying on the ground, writing, "Happy birthday to my love."
Even though I ruined your relationship with Selena by being the side chick. I will always bring that up until the end of time.
I was rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. How dare you?
Shut up.
Learn something from this.
Tyra Banks is addressing the backlash following America's Next Top Model's 24 seasons. And the host is standing firm in her beliefs. On February 27th, Tyra accepts the first ever Luminary Spotlight honor at the Essence Black Women in Hollywood Awards.
Hell yeah!
In her acceptance speech, she says,
"Over 20 years ago, I created a television show called America's Next Top Model.
We know.
And I fought, and you guys have no idea how
much of a bitch I am.
Hard we fought to bring the diversity to that television show.
But you were rude to everybody. You thought you were better than everybody. And it was kind of unattractive.
At a time where it didn't exist.
But I used to be naughty to her show. You know what I'm saying, jerking off.
The reality competition series has had plenty of backlash over the years, with several old clips resurfacing, such as a race-swapping challenge where contestants modeled in blackface.
It's a little questionable.
Having a contestant fix the gap in her teeth, and more.
It might not even be a necessary exact of what they've worn, even in the past.
Tara Banks seems like just such an awful person.
It's a fashion interpretation of it.
I think Next America's Top Model is not a plus-size model. I'm sorry.
And in her speech, Tyra addresses the public's feedback.
Oh, shut up! Don't rewrite the past, honey.
Saying,
"Did we get it right? Hell no, I said some dumb shit."
Oh, jeez.
"But I refuse to have my legacy be about some stuff linked together on the internet."
Hell yeah, sister. That stuff linked on the internet is the truth that you were awful to work with. Just accept some accountability, you narcissistic mom.
"When there were 24 cycles of changing the world."
Oh yeah, being a model, how impressive. Looking really hot and walking up and down a dance floor or the runway. You're so inspirational, you models. And you're riveting the date. Get the hell out of here.
"And now my 51-year-old dimple cellulite bigger tummy, 10 million times bigger is walking through that door that I opened with all of us behind us."
Oh, shut up. And then all the kiss asses, all the kiss asses in the crowd. Shut up. She wouldn't piss on you if you were on fire. She doesn't care about you. All a bunch of ass kissers.
The New York Times filed a motion on Friday to dismiss a federal defamation lawsuit filed by actor Justin Baldoni in response to the paper's December article about his troubles on set.
Yeah, they're freaking out. Because he's fighting back.
His It Ends With Us co-star Blake Lively.
We know.
The article detailed Lively's sexual harassment complaint filed with the state of California, as well as some internal communications from his team about his co-star. In the new filing, attorneys for the Times claim that the paper is protected by fair report privilege. Now, that's something that safeguards outlets from libel when reporting on official documents like legal filings. Also noting that the article included a response from his legal team.
Thanks for watching.
No problem, Al Roker.
Don't forget, you can catch the Today Show every morning on NBC.
Whatever, I will be sure to not do that. I'm usually sleeping in.
We've already paid for it with our subsidies.
Oh, the rage of Jon Stewart got so freaking old 10 years ago.
I'll be going to the hospital.
After smashing that mug, it took John around 10 seconds to realize the gag went horribly wrong as he hid the gruesome injury behind the desk.
Mm-hmm.
3 minutes later, John lifted his bloodied hand as the audience gasped.
We know he did that purposely. He's trying to get attention. Look at me. I'm the outspoken liberal. I'll just hurt myself in honor of this country.
Horror.
It's fine.
In a later segment, John poked fun of the injury as blood still seeped from the bandage.
It makes me so angry, I want to smash another mug. Oh, wow, this thing's really coming out.
No word on if John ended up going to the hospital.
What? I don't care. Oh, you got a little bloody hand. I got to go to a hospital. Shut up. You're freaking annoying.
Whoa, happy hot topic.
And obviously there's been a lot of chatter online this week about me and work.
Alex Earle is breaking her silence.
Hell yeah, she's doing that thing that every Gen Z girl does, my ex does, where they make a video while they're putting on makeup, like, hey, I'm being a female, but I'm going to tell you what's going on, so I'm just going to put on my makeup in front of my vanity sin.
Days after multiple outlets reported that the 24-year-old's Hot Mess podcast had been brought by Alex Cooper's Unwell Network, Alex Earle now shares an update with her followers on TikTok.
We got invited this weekend to go to the Bahamas.
And did you not go? Did you turn around?
For Braxton's friend's birthday, and Braxton ended up going, and I declined just because I feel like I really need to rest and take care of myself.
I know how it feels to work with somebody who's the bigger name and any screwier. But you have to look at it with a positive mindset. Yeah, maybe you worked for somebody and they screwed you over. But, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the fact that they still talk about you, Alex Earle, the fact that they're trying to bring you down means you're a threat. And you know Alex Cooper probably didn't like Alex Earle becoming famous with all the interviews in the last year because she's a narcissist.
Feeling sick this week. And obviously there's been a lot of chatter online this week about me and work. And I also have no idea what's going on.
Yeah. She's like, why is this bitch drumming?
On February 25th, Variety reported that the Unwell Network dropped the Hot Mess podcast after more than a year. Additionally, SiriusXM, who announced a content partnership with Alex Cooper in August.
Yeah, she's like the new millennial Howard Stern. And now Howard Stern's freaking out.
Renounced its rights to the show and will no longer sell ads for the program, per Variety. Alex Earle's weekly show launched in September of 2023 under the Unwell banner, part of the media company co-founded by Alex Cooper and her husband, Matt Kaplan. The business shift fueled growing social media speculation of
Alex Cooper was cool when she's working at Barstool Sports talking about blowjobs, but now she's trying to be like this feministic author. It's like, shut up.
A rift between the two podcast hosts, which seemingly began when Alex Earle was a no-show at an Unwell Network Super Bowl event in New Orleans.
Well, yeah, that's not good. You're just trying to act like you're better than your coworkers. That is no good.
E! News has reached
They reached out for comment and didn't hear back. Shut up.
Shout out to Alex Earle and Alex Cooper's reps for comment, but has not yet heard back.
Hi, we're E! News. We're trying to get the inside scoop. It sounds so freaking pathetic every time you say it. We reached out.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
On three.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Bring joy to my city. Lord. Niggas out here broke, got the nerve to be picky. Get my man some bread, cause I hate to see him shitty. Yeah. Or back to selling dope just to make a pretty penny. Keeping it 100 with niggas, they keep it 50. Chicago beef with everybody acting like we 50. I told my bitch, you fucking with the greatest, and you see me. The realest of the realest, and the realest of my city. 7-year-old babies getting killed for no reason. Niggas cracking cars, zeroing all their peoples. Real niggas get blessed and share with they niggas. Real niggas fuck bitches, care to they niggas. Many toes for everybody breaking down a swisher. Put the loud in, right around to some music. Only took a break, cause I gotta get to it. Where coming from? run, you would probably lose it. Two little boys got killed when they was hooping. Hawk and some broke niggas beef and started shooting. Guns got abusive and these niggas, they abuse it. And the sad part about it, it didn't even make the news. I'm trying to get through it, so I'm watching all my movements, checking bags like Nike, so I tell them just do it. Tell my niggas, they my brothers, and I treat them like my brothers, cause my brothers is my niggas, so we equal as each other. Life is but a dream till you wake up with your mother. Smoking Mary J, give you no more drama. Still, you gon' come, cooking up my master plan. Gon' put in the action, motherfucker, take a stand. My boy from the murder capital, and he the man. I'm in my own lane, trying to see where I fit in. Take a chance, one man's on to catch a van. So we out here every day, trying to chase these bands. Making all this money, you will never understand. So go ahead and judge me, I still get to it. And niggas say they winning, but I know they really losing. 12 months later, still riding in that Buick. And if that slow grinding, I'ma be fair pace. Coming like I'm great, cause I know these niggas hate. Looking in the mirror, only nigga don't see fake. Looking in the mirror, only nigga that relate.
Coming like I'm great, cause I know these niggas hate. Coming like I'm great, cause I know these niggas hate. Looking in the mirror, only nigga that relate. Looking in the mirror, only nigga that relate.
They wanna know who the hottest in the city, who the problem, because of all the drama in the city with them goblins. Busted with them 30s and the 40s, all my niggas under 20, but I got 150. Always in the streets, if a nigga wanna get me. Dolo in your city, but I started off with Bibby. Holes on my dick when I pull up in the Emmy. I ain't worried about any, cause I'm all you gotta send me. Dropped out of school, cause I knew I wouldn't be shit. Now it's that bad, if you want me on a remix. Game finna be rich, still can't believe. And it's still a get fat down if you wanna see shit. Always need cash, I ain't never on no free shit. My niggas in the streets selling drugs, so they sleeping. Busted on the block, almost on top. I could be up on tour making dubs every weekend. You locked up and you ain't got a lawyer, why you speaking? Hey, ass nigga, ain't you broke, why you breathing? Every time you see me, you know I was a demon. You bet I look crazy, you know my niggas teaming. All my niggas shooting, 150 dream teaming. Out in my shows, got them niggas with the beans in. We the pistol gang and it changed by the season. No limit them B4L, bitch, I mean it, huh?
Coming like I'm great, cause I know these niggas hate. Looking in the mirror, only nigga that relate. Looking in the mirror, only nigga that relate.
This summer I'ma catch just 5 homicide. Just cause rap doesn't mean that it gonna ride. Slapping doors open on the vein, let a 100 ride. All them face shots need dental to identify. Louis Tony, ETC, bitch, I been that guy. Stay high, ET, I live in the sky. Yo, bitch, on me, say she tryna give my dick a try. Taking trips with my roadies and my wrists on rollie. Don't talk to the police, no talking. Out west at the Fifi, and they put everything on shorty. Made man, made D, touch me, you die. No worries. Lying ass niggas always telling stories. Bitches wanna kick it, tryna be another story. Know a couple broke bitches that done been no more. Know a couple real niggas that can bitch that jewelry. I'ma flex that phone, let me get that jewelry. I be smoking heavy round, rolling, need another water. Supers let me in the club, cause you know I change the weather. I don't care where we at, make us ask today we ever. Get a bone and white settle, smoke them like a cigarette. You can catch us in traffic with heavy metal. Ever travel, pop out.
Coming like I'm great, cause I know these niggas hate.
Better know it.
Coming like I'm great, cause I know these niggas hate. Looking in the mirror, only nigga that relate. Looking in the mirror, only nigga that relate.
Moosh. This shit only for the real, middle finger to the fake. All I do is show love, all you do is just hate. Nigga, I've been self-made ever since 12th grade. And I'm about to blow up like the fucking real Trey.
Goddamn.
Don't you hate when a nigga fake? Hell yeah, I'm already knowing most niggas snake. Smile in your face, lie to your face. Still ain't really shit to them, cause they do it every day. Haters, they be coming in all sizes and shapes. Disguised in their face, fake trying to embrace. But I ain't with that, so I just fall back like, nah, my nigga, I'm good, I'm straight. Real talk, though, hate is a bitch nigga trait. So if you a real nigga, then I know you can relate. Looking in the mirror, only nigga that relate. So I'm coming in great, cause I know these niggas hate.
Coming like I'm great, cause I know these niggas hate. Coming like I'm great, cause I know these niggas hate. Looking in the mirror, only nigga that relate. Looking in the mirror, only nigga that relate.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. We got a lot of sponsors to get to. Because I don't get freaking podcasts to begin the first 4 minutes of their show with sponsors. Like, if I'm the sponsor, I'm like, put that ad 37 minutes in. This following segment has been brought to you by a lot of sponsors of Happy Hour. The first one we're going to talk about is Cheeky Mouth Guards at GetCheeky.com. When you go there and use promo code HOPPE, you can save 20%. This is also being brought to you by Shimmerwood CBD Drinks. SHIMMERwood.com. At checkout, use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. This is being brought to you by Good Vibes THC Drinks at goodgoodfeels.com. When I tell you it's the best around, I'm a man of my words. Getgoodfeels.com. Use promo code HOPPE. Old Glory t-shirts at oldglory.com. Use promo code HOPPE for the best shirts of like bands and sporting teams. Oh, yeah. Garden State Distillery at gardenstatedistillery.com. When I tell you it's the best dirty martini vodka, I'm a man of my words. Go to gardenstatedistillery.com and use promo code HOPPE to save 15%. Aspire Green Tea Energy Drinks at aspiredrinks.com. When I tell you they're the best around, I'm a man of my words. Go to aspiredrinks.com and use promo code HOPPE. Afuera Coffee! AFUERACoffee.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Are you looking for the best boba? FSDrinks.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Oh, yeah, you're manly. And you want to get that good beef jerky. BigForkBrands.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. And finally, Quantum Energy Bars at QuantumSquares.com. A little protein bar that'll pump you up. QuantumSquares.com. Use promo code HOPPE. Now, some podcasts would have began their show with that. What the hell? For all the info on those sponsors, go to RyanHoppyRadio.com, RyanHoppyRadio.com, or it's in the description tab on whatever podcasting player you're using. All right. We're going to come back in Happy Hour and finish this puppy up. But first, let's hear from Herring.
People with autism are often treated like they are different. Believe me, we are. Hi, this is Henry Oaks, but my buddies may have known me as Hammer and Hank. I was labeled as slow when I started school. Come to find out at the age of 12, the doctors decided I was autistic. Now at the age of 48, I have completed an associate degree in radio broadcasting and worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality. So yes, I am different. People with autism have no needs, no different than you. Laugh, love, and learn to get an education and join the workforce. I did it, and so can anyone else with autism. So when you meet someone with autism, don't feel sorry for them. Work with them. Find out for yourself that autism isn't a disease, it's a condition. To find out more about autism, please visit autismspeaks.org. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen.
Doors closing.
And now, something completely different.
It's Happy Hour!
What's up? This is Lex Daly from the nationally syndicated Lex and Terry Show, and you are listening to the Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Hey, everybody. This is Terry James from the nationally syndicated radio show Lex and Terry, and you are listening to Hoppy Hour with my man, Ryan Hoppy.
Triggering middle-aged dudes since 2012, this is Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, sure. I got it.
Turn the radio up. It's time for three.
Oh, sure.
Ryan's here with the latest beat.
Mm-hmm.
Sex and stars and love so real.
I got it.
Hoppy hour hits with a funky feel. Date nights crashing like a scene at dawn. It's
the gossip train that you're riding on. Ryan's got the scoop from dusk to morn.
Oh, what up?
Throwback ride, we all belong.
Oh, sure.
Hoppy, 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 it's the hour crave.
I got it.
Ryan's got the juice and the beats that wave. Turn it up, feel the love, let your heart behave. Tune in now, don't you misbehave. Celebs in the mix, it's a hot affair. From crushes to whispers, we're all aware. Every secret told with a naughty flair. Hoppy Hour's live and it's everywhere. Hoppy, 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 it's
856 Ryan's 49 Hoppy. It's 856-494-6773.
Tune in now.
You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Back jams taking you back.
You can always email me. Ryan Hoppy Radio at gmail.com.
Each beat, each word, every perfect rhyme.
Before we get to weed news, it's time for our daily smoke up. I might be the first radio show ever to ask my audience to smoke weed with me. All the radio guys that smoke weed, are you afraid? Are afraid to admit it because it's sponsored? I got my THC pen right here.
Perfect rhyme, love and laugh. It's the Hoppy Club.
Marijuana.
I just
marijuana. 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 Hoppy Hour, where your medical card is required to listen.
Yeah. Turn it down, catch Hoppy.
I am.
A paper's tight, blaze them up, elevate.
Mm.
Mornings with the green, starts the day with heavyweight. Welcome to the Hoppy Hour.
Oh, yeah, it's time for weed news. But let's do that smoke up, okay? Okay? Are you ready? All right. I got my pen right here. It says Lost Eights. That's the brand. So if you have your THCA pen, your Delta A pen, your vape, your bong, your bulb, your gravity bong, maybe you got some THC oil. I did that this morning. I'm floating because of my medical card. Also, if you're taking an edible or whatever the hell you have, a blunt, a joint, how can I forget about those?
Roll it up, light it, feel the high rise.
It's time to just smoke up, baby.
No need.
So grab that marijuana. I'll give you 20 seconds.
Eyes red wide.
All right, let's do it. What's going on? Oh, jeez. I have to turn up the mic when I do it. Last one. Let's make this the hit of the week. Mm.
Can't ignore cannabis trends from the street to the store.
Oh, wow.
Every puff, wanting more. Welcome to the Hoppy Hour. Spark and loud. News about the herb, got the strongest crowd. Just so thick, smoke, no doubt.
Colombian president calls on lawmakers to legalize marijuana to combat cartel violence in the illicit market. Mm-hmm. Also here, Washington lawmakers once again abandoned effort to allow adults to grow marijuana at home because they're afraid it'll be better than their product. Mm. And finally, California proposal would prevent coverage of medical marijuana in workers' compensation cases. Mm. Once again, weed smokers are getting screwed over, even though it's the only thing that makes us get by. Not really, unless you don't smoke weed, but trust me, it's good. Here's Conan O'Brien throwing a shot at Drake during the Academy Awards.
Well, we're halfway through the show, which means it's time for Kendrick Lamar to come out and call Drake a pedophile.
you know, Drake's freaking out.
Don't worry, I'm lawyered up. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. Finally, I wanted to save this for the end of the show because I didn't want to begin with anger talking about that dirty, rotten imbecile, that embarrassment of a mother, known as Casey Anthony. She launches a TikTok as a legal advocate. If you take legal advice from Casey Anthony, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you're a loser. It's a no good. I don't want you to listen to my show if you're taking legal advice from a child killer. Here's her first freaking TikTok.
Today is Saturday, March 1st, 2025. Mm. This is my first of probably many recordings.
So professional in the seat of your car. I'd expect nothing less from a moron that killed her kid. She's got psycho eyes. She's so freaking hot, but she killed a kid.
On a series that I'm starting, I am a legal advocate. I am a researcher. I've been in the legal field since 2011. And in this capacity, I feel that it's necessary if I'm going to continue to operate appropriately as a legal advocate. That
we don't want you to be a legal advocate. I mean, maybe you have the secrets on how to get away with murdering your child. Mm-hmm.
I start to advocate for myself.
You shouldn't be an advocate for yourself. To go away!
And also advocate for my daughter. For those of you who...
She is such a sociopathic piece of garbage that she name drops that poor kid.
Don't know. My name is Casey Anthony.
We know you, bitch.
My daughter is Kaylee Anthony.
I killed her.
My parents are George and Cindy Anthony. This is not about them. This is not in response to anything that they have said or done. That's not to say that I'm not going to respond at some point to some of the things that they have said and done.
Yeah. So first question, why do you kill your kid, man? Why not just give it up for adoption, you bitch?
The whole point of this is for me to be...
To have clout, because no one's talked about you besides the fact that you murdered your kid.
And to reintroduce myself.
Oh, you're so freaking weird.
I'm doing this both personally for me, but in a professional capacity.
Mm-hmm.
Moving forward, the majority of what you will see will be me speaking in a professional capacity.
Oh, yeah. I'll be so professional the way I murdered my kid.
My goal is to continue to help give a voice to people.
That killed their kid.
To give people tools and resources.
On how to kill your kid.
That they can utilize so they actually know where they can turn to.
When you want to kill your kid.
So with that, please join me on Substack.
Oh, yeah, we're all gonna go. Who gives a freaking crap?
If you have questions, I will set up an email address where we can correspond.
Man, what if I interviewed her?
Directly. Up until this point, that has never happened. And it's only going to be on a limited basis regarding legal issues, legal matters.
Yeah. So who killed the kid? That's what I want to know.
One of the main reasons that I'm doing this
is for attention, because you have no career. You clout chasing murderer loser.
There are people close to me who have been targeted and attacked recently.
Well, that's a you problem that you killed your kid.
There are also people close to me who have had some recent things occur.
Oh, poor you. That's what every freaking narcissist does. I'm such a victim. I'm Casey Anthony. Shut up.
And when necessary, people needed to step up, myself included.
Oh, geez.
So as a proponent for the LGBTQ community.
Oh, yeah. Community, now you're jumping on the gay bandwagon. Although she does have naughty bisexual vibes.
Women's rights. I feel that it's important that I use this platform that was thrust upon me and now look at it as a blessing as opposed to the curse that it has been since 2008. With that,
you poor thing. Why is it that the people that should have kids don't get to have them, but this dirty rotten moron had one?
These aren't going to be perfect. They're not going to be edited.
We know you're not perfect. You murdered somebody.
Most of the time, they're not going to be short. But I am
a crazy imbecile.
Proverbially standing in the light.
Oh, jeez.
Embracing this piece.
Mm.
Still going to keep my privacy intact. So
I gotta hide out because I murdered my kid.
You will get very comfortable with my car. And I...
What is that freaking turning noise? God, you're dumb. Holy midlife crisis!
We'll explain in great detail why it's so important for people to protect their privacy.
Mm-hmm. Because when you murder a kid, you know, you're going to kind of hide out like the coward that you are.
It's not just important to public figures, it's even more important to private individuals. And with the current climate in our country, especially
of not liking kid touchers and kid murderers,
especially it's
because you murdered your kid,
that much more important. Which,
and you're not a victim,
which is why I am utilizing the Substack platform. Yes, I am
a flawed human
advertising this and publishing this on TikTok, possibly also through other Meta platforms.
Here comes like 12 podcasts of Gen Z girls that were 2 years old when this happened that I'll be covering it.
My intention is to separate from that and showcase even more why Substack is such an important resource for people to utilize moving forward.
Yeah, utilize to have clout, because without, you know, getting out there and writing crappy things, you would just be known as the person that killed your kid.
TikTok, toxic juke, we're playing cruel pranks. Hoppy's hour almost done, feels like robbery in banks. Ryan Hoppy on the mic, dropping wisdom in streams. Syndicated sorrow, now it's time to shatter dreams. Oh, the Hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio is fading like a Wilson Rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. But the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums mixing hoppy like fingers without rings. PHX to FM, shoutouts hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat. Oh, the hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. But the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums mixing hoppy like fingers without rings. EHX to FM, shoutouts hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat. Oh, the hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a Wilson rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. Like clockwork to a show. Now it's time to face the silence like a TV on snow. Riot Hoppy held the mic with humor so divine. The void left in our hearts wider than a canyon line. Empty speaker silent vibe of coming to an end. Like a roller coaster stopping round the river's bend. Hoppy's jokes and jabs, he's our daily grind. Now silence louder than the thoughts we can't rewind. Oh, the hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a Wilson rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. The hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a Wilson rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
And like that, he's gone.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
I'll kick you in the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
Hoppy Hour is now over.
Hoppy Hour is now over.
Game over.
This concludes our broadcast day. Good night and God bless America.
Doors closing.